You're listening to SBS News.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has reiterated he will stay leader of the UK, delivering on Brexit by the end of October, with or without a deal. Last week, the highest court in the UK unanimously ruled that Mr. Johnson's recent suspension of British Parliament was unlawful. Since then, the Prime Minister has been under fire, with calls for his resignation and dwindling support from his party. The Conservative Party also faces a new law passed last week, which forces the Prime Minister to delay Brexit if he fails to secure a deal with Brussels by a summit on October the 17th and 18th. But talking to the BBC in Manchester, where the conference is taking place this week, the Prime Minister said he will keep his promise on Brexit, regardless of a deal.
I've undertaken to lead the party in my country at a difficult time, and I'm going to continue to do that. I believe it's my responsibility to do that, and I think that it's our job to get Brexit done on October the 31st, but to move the country on. I certainly think everybody should calm down.
The Prime Minister reiterated the importance of Brexit.
Under no circumstances will we allow the UK to be trapped in the existing proposal, the arrangements that make sure that we are retained in the European tariff structure, retained in the customs union, retained in the single market, with no say on those arrangements. We must get rid of the so-called backstop. That's what I've always said, and that is what we're going to do.
In what is likely to be the centre-right party's final gathering before a general election, several ministers took to the stage on Sunday, repeating that only the Conservatives would deliver on the 2016 referendum vote to leave the EU. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab told the Conservative Party conference in Manchester, no ifs, no buts.
So we'll strive in good faith for a good deal. But if the EU spurn the opportunity for a win-win deal, we will leave at the end of October. No ifs, no buts.
Clement McIntyre, Emeritus Professor of Politics at the University of Adelaide, says there's a chance Mr. Johnson will secure a deal, but says it's very unlikely.
Regardless of how the politics is playing out in the Parliament, Prime Minister has been adamant saying we are leaving come what may on the 31st of October. Because to say anything else would really be to undermine his own political credibility, the one claim that he offered.
Mr. Johnson's tough stance has put him at odds with many of his own MPs in the House of Commons and the opposition, who helped pass a law blocking a no-deal Brexit, what Mr. Johnson calls the Surrender Act. But Professor McIntyre says there is speculation this law has loopholes, with legal avenues the government may be able to pursue.
Opposition parties in the Parliament are starting its planning to see if they can revise that law, they can refine it, they can toughen it up. They can close any potential loopholes. One way or another, these matters are coming to a head over the next few weeks, and it's completely impossible at the moment to know how exactly it will be resolved.
There has also been talk Boris Johnson could face a vote of no confidence as early as next week. As an election looms, Professor McIntyre says Mr. Johnson is hoping to consolidate the Conservative vote around him, and that those who are traditional Labour voters but who voted to leave the EU will get frustrated with Labour and throw their support around the Conservatives. Meanwhile, Professor McIntyre says that the British public are fed up with Brexit.
And look, most of the opinion polls suggest that the British population are, well, firstly, fed up to the back teeth with Parliament taking 3 years to try and resolve this matter. An increasing number just want Brexit fixed one way or another.
Nearby the conference venue, that frustration was clear. Anti-Brexit protester Madeline says she wants democracy back in the UK.
We're here taking a stand saying we want it to stop, we want to protect our rights as EU citizens and the opportunities that being a member of the EU provides, and we want our democracy back, we want our country back, we want our country to remain part of the EU.
The government is expected this week to present proposals aimed at overcoming the main stumbling block in talks, the border between the British province of Northern Ireland and EU member Ireland. So far, the two sides have failed to agree on how to prevent the return to a hard border if any future deal fails to maintain frictionless trade. Meanwhile, time is running out on efforts to avoid a potentially chaotic departure from the EU, which many businesses say could hurt the economy and tip the country into recession. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.